This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
So now that the Christmas New Year food and wine fest is behind us, it's time to assess the damage. If you've packed on a few extra kilos in the holiday season, in spite of your best intentions, it's time to take control of things again. Cindy Williams is a nutritionist and she's a qualified dietitian who sums up her life in the three words, eat, pray, write. You can read her blog at nutritionchick.com. She is here to help us get back on track.
Hi, Cindy. Hello.
I know I'm asking a lot of you, aren't I? Getting the Christmas weight off. Now, can it be done without professional help?
Oh, yes, it can be done without professional help. It's really very simple. It is as simple as the sort of energy in and energy out when it comes down to it. Although there's a whole lot of technical, you know, stuff in different magazines about timing and this food and that food group. But generally, if you just cut down a little bit, it's going to help you.
Okay. People love to do a New Year detox or a liver cleansing diet. You see these things popping up on social media. And are there any point to those?
I couldn't bear to do any of those myself.
Right.
Some people love them. They just feel better after doing them. But as far as weight loss goes and getting yourself back on track, it's not necessary to do anything like that. I think the way that people generally lose weight and keep it off, don't just lose it and put it back on again, is the small permanent changes, not the fast dramatic changes where you might quickly lose weight, but you've had to really restrict yourself to do it. It's much, much easier and much gentler to just make a few small changes that you can maintain, because you need to change the habits, your diet, the habits, that the way you eat, and a habit. And a habit takes about 21 days, about 3 weeks to change.
Okay.
So you need to just pick out a few key things that you can change that are quite manageable and go with those.
So how do you identify what those things are? Like, do you have any tips for how we can, find those things that we can tweak?
Sure. It's different for everybody. I think what you would do is look, and as a nutritionist, I was talking to somebody, you would look at what they were currently doing and target a couple of areas where they were doing the sort of naughty thing, perhaps. So for me, I know that if I eat after dinner at night, that's when I'll start adding on those few little extra calories, that little bit of extra, sort of grabbing around my waist. And all I need to do is go, right, I'm eating dinner and I only have chamomile tea or peppermint tea after that. I don't nibble after dinner. And for me, that'll be enough. It'll be the difference between gaining weight and maintaining weight. So that's my personal thing. Don't eat after dinner and I'll be fine.
For someone else, it might be cutting out the two biscuits they have with their cup of tea, or
exactly,
or cutting their sugar in their coffee back from 2 to 1 or something like that.
Yeah, and it can be as simple as looking at your dinner plate and going, well, I always have a huge big pile of rice, or I always have a couple of slices of bread, and going, well, I'll only have one. You don't need to say, I'll have no rice or no bread or whatever. If you want to, you could do that, but it's more likely to last if you just reduce the amounts a little bit.
Make
the small change, and then make that become a habit, and it doesn't feel like you're on this horrible four-letter word called diet. Horrible. That
so
word.
Many diets. Are any of them any good, do you think? There's so many of them.
Well, if they worked, they wouldn't have to keep putting out new ones all the time, would they?
That's right. Can we just talk briefly about gut health in weight loss? And I'm hearing more and more about the importance of having those good bacteria in our guts.
Yes.
What do you think about that, and how can we achieve that?
Yeah, gut health, it's really interesting research, and it's just fascinating how more and more they're realising that the microbugs that are in your gut, there's so many different types, and if you have too much of one or not enough of the other, it really can affect your immune system
and your
weight,
mood, right?
Control your mood. It affects everything, I think, when you read the research.
It's amazing.
It's still very new, very interesting research. So to keep your gut healthy, obviously you have the probiotics. So they're things like yogurt and they contain the good bugs. Fermented foods are good too. They contain the good bugs that your stomach and your digestive system needs. But they also, they need food themselves, those little bugs. And those, you can eat some other food that will be the food for those nice healthy bugs to grow. And they're called prebiotics. And they're things like banana, a lot of whole grains like rye bread, some of the vegetables. There's a whole range of other foods. So often if I'm talking to someone and they're having, say, probiotics, perhaps they've had a course of antibiotics and they're taking probiotics as a tablet, I'll advise them to have it maybe with a banana or something, just to give those lovely bugs a little bit of their own food so they can grow while they're in your gut.
Yeah, that is the first time I have ever understood that there's a difference between probiotic and prebiotic. I've never got that before. So thank you. That was very enlightening. And what about New Year's goals and resolutions? Do you have any words of advice on how we can set realistic New Year's goals, particularly around eating, weight loss, nutrition and staying healthy, that kind of thing?
Well, most of us know that those goals, if they're too dramatic, we soon sort of forget about them and life just gets in the way and we can't maintain them. So again, I like setting goals. I think setting goals is a great idea, but they have to be achievable and something that actually is going to fit with your lifestyle. So you don't want to be saying like, and I'm going to go to the gym 5 times a week or I'm going out for a run. You set yourself small, achievable goals rather than big, grand goals. I think that is the key to exercise and it's the key to food, and it needs to fit with what you currently do. So I think picking, you might say, well, instead of driving down to the school, I'm going to be able to walk if that's possible for you. Or instead of having cake with my coffee that I have every morning tea, I'm just going to have the coffee. And these small changes can, over time, they are the ones that make the biggest difference.
Okay, that's good advice. Thank you, Cindy.
You're welcome.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Oh, Happy New Year to you.
I've been talking to Cindy Williams. She's a writer, she's a dietitian. You can read more on her blog, nutritioncheck.com.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.